You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live. Next, featuring intimate and in-depth interviews with Black Hollywood's next edition of stars and influencers. Black Hollywood Live. Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live, next.
What did you think?
What's up? What's up? You know, this music that you hear right now is by Darroe. It's the soundtrack for the Carter High movie. It's a little hint of who we have on today. You're watching Black Hollywood Live next. I'm one of your hosts, Megan Thomas, at Meg Scoop on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Periscope.
All right, and I'm Courtney Tesno. Keep in touch with me at Tesnos on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes, today we've got the cast of Carter High, the new movie you need to be watching. You guys, give it up for the one and only Andre Dean and Reggie Hayes. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
What's up? Welcome, gentlemen.
What's up?
Are you guys excited about the movie coming out?
Hell yeah.
I like that. I love that energy.
Absolutely.
I know. I know, Andre, you played football, but did you play football before Reggie?
Freshman year, I was on the B team.
It counts, though. Shout it counts.
Right. What's your experience? So this wasn't foreign to you to do this movie.
Oh, no. I was.
You remember. You bought your B team days back up.
Everybody played.
That's awesome. Well, let's get into a little bit of trivia before we get started. And if you guys have any questions for the cast or if you want to make any comments, just go to your Twitter pages and use the hashtag BHL next. Yep. We want to see what you guys have to say. All right, so this is easy. We're going to see how much you guys know.
You say it's easy.
If you don't know
so
these.
You
get a couple strikes if you don't know these.
Right. No, they're going to take you off of the movie.
Okay.
That's how important this is. All right.
Okay, let's go.
First question. Carter High is set in which city in which year?
Oh, Dallas, Texas, 1989. Mm-hmm. 88. I was born in 1989. So
yeah. Okay,
all right. Wait. I just gave away. My manager gonna kill me.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Andre, this was for you. So, what was the name of Charles S. Dutton's family sitcom that ran from 1991 to 1994?
Come on, baby. The Rock.
All right. We know you and know Reggie.
I know.
I should have let him answer that first one.
I couldn't let you do it.
All right. Which Carter High cast member was in the movie Black Snake Moan in 2006, starring Christina Ricci and Samuel L. Jackson?
Reggie.
Vivica Fox.
No.
What about you, Andre?
Pooch Hall.
No.
David Banner. We're going to give you that.
David Banner. Yes.
I knew that.
I'm not being biased, but this is another one for Andre because I know you're going to get this one. Which two Carter High cast members had shows on the CW at the same time, and what were their shows?
Ooh. On CW at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And what were their shows? Was it I know it was him.
Yes.
It was Reginald Hayes.
And
it was Charles Dutton.
No.
Nope.
Wait, okay, hold on.
Wait, then what show was Reggie on?
Come on now.
You got it. You have no idea. Okay, Girlfriend.
Girlfriends is one of my favorite all-time shows.
Okay.
For real. I love you, man.
I'm
just kidding. I'm trying to bypass the question because I...
You got one more.
Who else do you think was on the CW?
Vivica Fox.
Nope. Who was it, Reggie?
Was that time I was on?
Uh-huh. Yeah, who else was on the CW? Same time you're on.
Oh.
2006.
It's
around that time, yeah.
They may have switched
networks.
Pooch.
Yeah.
Pooch.
What show?
I said.
You did not.
I love Vivica and I were on a show together. It was like my first show. We were on a show called Getting Personal back at... good Lord.
Who was this?
98.
Wait, what channel was this on?
Fox.
How long did this show last?
17 episodes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was me, her, Dwayne Martin, Elliot Gould.
I remember.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
It was like two half seasons.
Man.
That was a long time ago. It was a long time ago.
Great history.
Right.
That is.
Okay, for either of you, which two NFL teams did Carter High producer Greg Ellis play on?
Ah, snap. I know it was the Cowboys.
That was one.
How about
the
Boys? The other one, there's 31 more.
Which other one? What did he play for?
The Broncos?
No. No, it was the Oakland Raiders.
The Raiders.
Oh, yes, right. Yes.
How about them Cowboys, though?
Yeah. Okay.
What up, Dream?
Okay. Now, what Carter High cast member has been punked before? You got to get this one.
Has been punked before.
Pooch? Was it Pooch?
No.
It was David Banner.
No. You've been guessing her all day.
It's Vivica.
Yes. She did a punk.
She got punked.
What?
What happened?
Yes. I don't know. I don't remember what happened. I said she got punked.
She didn't get punked.
She did. Go
her.
Look it up. Yeah.
Did she take it well?
I don't think she did.
No.
Yeah, probably did.
I'm going to watch that episode, but I don't know right now.
Okay, so I guess you guys do deserve to be in the movie. You did pretty good. You did pretty decently.
We got a few points. Put them all on the board. We want them all.
Well, let's talk about some casting news in Black Hollywood. So, Toni Braxton has a new biopic that's going to be on Lifetime. It's called Unbreak My Heart. So, they just did the casting for it. And guess who they're getting to play her mom, Evelyn? Debbie Morgan with her beautiful dimples.
That's believable.
That's really good.
Yes. Yeah, I'm so excited about that. And then we've got a newcomer, Lex Scott Davis, who's going to play Tony. And then Tiffany Hines, who's on Devious Maids, is actually going to play Tamar.
Yay!
Yeah,
I love seeing. Wait, everyone's like, no.
No, I think it's gonna be a good. Biopic. I mean, and it's authorized. This is something that Tony is gonna play a cameo in, and she's also executive producing. So I think this will be good. Pretty close.
You gotta
to the
be careful
life.
With those stories because sometimes they go, they're not what it is. Aaliyah deal. Sorry, didn't like it.
But that wasn't authorized by the family either. So
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's better when it's authorized by the family. Always. Yeah.
If you guys could be in biopics, who would you want to be?
Oh, man. Muhammad Ali.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that'd be dope. I would like to. It's interesting. I don't know.
There's so many.
It really is a lot.
Here's my thing with biopics. I love to see them, obviously, but when they're alive, it kind of makes me feel weird because it's a lot of criticism that can be
that
put on it, when the person's already living. So,
but you know, I don't think it's as bad if the person sees it and is a part of the whole
and
process,
it.
Right? Because then you can't really be mad. You saw everything versus you didn't get to see anything. And
I know. I would like to do one for Eddie George. You know who Eddie George is?
Yes.
Yes, he's married to Taj from SWV. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. He's a former running back and Heisman Trophy winner.
Right.
And he's got a cool story. He's got a cool story just because he's doing the entertainment.
How do you know him, by the way?
So when I was at UCLA and TCU playing football, so I played football on a scholarship. He was actually my mentor and my trainer. So every summer I would go out to Tennessee and stay at the house with the family. Well, not every summer, but a couple summers I stayed at the house. A couple summers I got in a room. And I had a room, and he trained me. We trained every day. He put me on like a meal regimen, and I got a chance to meet the family and would babysit sometimes.
And
little Eddie, you know. It's fam bam. That's fam bam. Shout out to Taj and SWV Reunited. That TV show is going strong right now.
Okay,
on TV,
it is. Awesome. Good show. They're such a cute couple.
They are.
Okay, let's get into some fresh beats. So normally we do something that's very current, but I didn't know how you guys would feel about Demi Lovato's Confident song. So I wanted you guys to hear Bryson Tiller, Don't. Have you guys heard of this one?
All right.
Well, let's listen to it.
Fuck you over because you let him. Fuck him, girl. I guess he didn't know any better. Girl, that man didn't show any effort. Do all I can just to show you you're special. Certain it's your love that holds me together. Lately, you say he been killing the vibe. Gotta be sick of this guy. Pull up skirt, get in the right. Left hand is steering, the other is gripping your thigh. Light up a spliff and get
high. So, Meg, you see how he has a
Kentucky
hat?
Yes, why does he have a Kentucky hat on? I'm from Kentucky.
So he's from Louisville. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Hey, you know, there's not a lot of us out doing stuff, honey.
Right,
I get excited.
Yeah, so Bryce is actually signed by Drake. So I don't know if you heard that in the whole song. Like, he kind of is giving some Drake vibes.
Yeah.
But he's signed by Drake. He's from Louisville, Kentucky. So I thought that would be a nice treat for her.
For
what
sure.
did you guys think about him?
Exactly what you just said. He sounds like Drake. You can definitely tell Drake has some hands on in that project. And gotta be careful with that, you know, especially bringing on an artist on the same label that's very similar sounding to a great artist right now who's killing it every time he makes a track on the radio. But outside of that, it was dope, though. It was a dope little track.
But you know, it's a lot of people that sound like Drake now. Everybody's rapping and singing at the same time.
Yeah, they got that from Nelly.
Yeah, but there's people who do it in different ways. Yeah. You know what I mean? They have their own way of doing it. And that's what makes it cool, and that's what makes it unique. You know, but he sounds like Drake.
All right.
You know what I mean? It's in my opinion, not a great idea.
Well, we'll see what happens with his career. You know, he's from Kentucky. He's going to do this.
She's going to run.
Better smooth. I like this album.
Okay.
You did.
Okay, so let's talk about you guys. Let's get into some of your business. Andre, you're from Houston. Reggie, you're from Chicago, right?
Yes.
How did your upbringings affect and shape who you are today, especially as actors?
Man, I will say I had to persevere through a lot of things. I was in foster homes. I was adopted. I went through that whole process. So I feel like this whole L.A. process is very similar. Like, there's so many ups and downs and ins and outs and doors that are going to close. But you got to just keep coming. No matter what life throws at you, no matter what the adversity is, you know, you got to keep overcoming that. Mm. And I feel like my past and my childhood growing up, the things that I've been through shaped me for this moment, you know, this grind, this struggle, this push. And I feel like if I can get through that, I can get through anything. So this is all easier, you know.
Right. What about you, Reggie?
Oh, I liked just the attention and clowning around. I messed around a lot in school and got in a lot of trouble.
Were you the class clown?
Yeah, I was. I was 12 when Eddie Murphy came out, and then I would just do all his acts and stuff in school. And everyone was really horrified, because I was, you know, the only black kid in school, and it was like a little risque back in '82.
Right, right.
And but yeah, I just always liked to be in the center of stuff. So, but it worked out okay. I mean, I found some people that, like, well, if this is what you're gonna do, then you got to study it and do it right, and then focus on kind of like, you know, half-ass it or, you know,
right.
And screwed me right in there, and I did pretty good.
I know. William Dent.
Real good.
Girlfriends.
Real good.
Favorite
real
character.
Good.
Definitely.
I'm trying to get like you.
Okay, so let's talk about your college experiences. So you went to TCU. I didn't know you went to UCLA.
Yeah, so actually I went there for a year on a scholarship and ended up transferring and finished my 4 years at TCU.
Okay, so you had a full ride,
yes,
which is amazing.
Right.
Blessed.
Very blessed. Yeah. And tell me, since you're someone that perseveres, what did you do after your injury? How did you keep going after your football injury?
That was tough for me. That was tough for me. But at the same time, I know everything happens for a reason, man. You know, I grew up in a godly home where we went to church every Sunday, and that was instilled. Well, I didn't grow up there, but once I got adopted, you know, my family kind of shaped me and molded me into the person that I needed to be. And you know, I didn't sweat it for about 6 or 7 months right after I got injured, and you know, I went and tried out for the Texans. Ended up getting injured again. So then I was like, you know what? I really think that this is just not what God wanted me to do. Mm-hmm. So I was okay with it, but it's still like that nerve-wracking thing. Like, now I got to actually go out and get like a job. Do I go get a 9-to-5, mm-hmm. or do I move to LA and pursue my acting and film and television? And I had landed a TV show that really kind of turned it all. I did. Did y'all hear about Escape Club that was on E?
Well, we heard because of you.
Right. So I was on that, and that kind of changed my, even though it was reality, and I would never do another reality show like that unless it was geared just around me. Mm-hmm. But the cameras and everything, I was like, yo, this is dope. Like, this is what I really want to do. Not the reality, but I can do this. I can do this. It's fun. I like being in front of the camera. I like making people laugh. And yeah, so the transition was smooth. That TV show helped it, you know, because I landed that right after I graduated, about 9 months after. So
okay,
right,
and right. That's probably helped you a lot with your recent role in Carter High.
No, I can't say that helped me at all.
Football didn't help at all.
Oh, football! I thought you were talking about the reality show.
Oh, honey, no.
Girl, I'm about to say, girl, you crazy? No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a football. It's not a football movie, but there's football in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So of course, yeah, absolutely, it helped me. I knew a lot. It was natural.
Okay.
So, and then also, Reggie, I know you went to Illinois State and got your degree in theater. You also attended Northwestern Military Naval Academy, right?
Yeah.
So how did you make the transition from the military to becoming an actor?
Well,
very different.
If you're going to mess around in military school, you have to be funny. And then, you know, you have to learn when to shut up.
Right.
And you got to learn when to, you know, it's good. It hones you. It makes you real sharp.
So then how did you decide, okay, I'm not going to have a career in the military. I'm instead going to be an actor.
No, yeah, I knew I was gonna, you know, I was saying Eddie Murphy got me in trouble and then got me into military school, pretty much.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you didn't really want to be in the military.
No, you're bad. I mean, God bless them all. They're great men, and they look after me, you know, and they were good men, but very few of us wanted to be there at the time.
Okay.
It was like kind of a rough deal.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been back there, you know, a couple of years ago. They gave me an award and stuff, and it was good to see everybody.
Right, right.
But, yeah, this is all I ever wanted to do. Since mm-hmm. I was, like, seven.
Man.
Sitcom TV.
Wow. And so it was only Eddie Murphy that you looked up to when you wanted to get into acting?
No, I wanted to be Fonzie. Him and, and Jimmy Walker on Good Times.
Oh, my mm-hmm. goodness.
Was, yeah. Mark, rest his soul. Robin
right.
Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Laverne and Shirley, women, you know. Carol Burnett, all of them. Oh, I watched man. A lot of TV. My dad worked a lot. You know, my mother passed when we were little, so I just watched TV all the time
mm-hmm.
when I wasn't in school. And so, you know, that was school to me. I didn't
right,
really,
you were studying. Right, that was your acting school right there.
Yeah, I messed around when I was in school, and then I would go home, and then I would just, like, study all night, then come back and mess around in class.
Did anyone in your family or your friends say, you know, you should probably get a real job, stop trying to be an actor?
No, they all kind of, they knew that what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I was really kind of into it. I'm a shy person, but not really when I'm around my friends and they, you know, I'm pretty boisterous when I get going. Once I get to know you,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Then
right.
you'll know that this was what I was supposed to do once you get to know me better.
That's good. Well, it yes. showed for 7 years
yes.
with Girlfriends when you played William Dent. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Tell us
Thank
about
you.
That moment when you actually landed that role. What was that like for you?
Oh, it was wonderful. I had to, I had the American Express bill. It was real high. I was like, oh, I didn't know. But no, they, it was, I slipped in there and it was like 3 or 4 auditions for it, and it came right at the right time, you know, and it really saved my life at the time
mm-hmm.
and changed my life and became my life. And so hopefully we'll hook back up together and do something.
I know. Is there a movie coming
thing.
Out?
That's what we want to know. Is there a girlfriend movie?
I think so. I think we're gonna get that together. Get the movie together.
Yay!
Live.
So, you know, people love it too much.
Mm-hmm.
For CBS to keep it from the people.
Right.
CBS, that'd be bad, y'all, if you kept it from the
people. Oh, yeah, don't do that.
I'm just saying.
We're no. ready for it.
Do people stop you and go, William?
Yes, thank God.
They do? What is it? Well, the first time somebody did that to you, like, what did you think? How did you react?
I smiled. Made me feel real good. Because
mm-hmm.
I am real shy. It was part of my plan. You know, it's like, well, you know, if you get to be like Fonzie, then people just come up to you and be happy to see you.
Mm-hmm.
This is a little kid thinking. But, it, you know, it does make you feel happy. I'm,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm not standoffish from people. And then, plus, Girlfriends ended a while ago, and I haven't really, you know, been working that much. You know, you get down in the entertainment. Sometimes you're not as big as you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And you think people forget about you, but they don't, you know.
Right.
It's just like, oh, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
you know.
We could never forget.
I know. I know.
No, sir.
What was your favorite moment on that show?
I don't know, man. That's a hard one.
There are so many, I know.
I don't know. I liked it when Lynn and I were like kind of romantically involved.
Oh wait, you said Lynn?
Yeah.
Lynn. Oh yeah, okay. I remember that. Wait.
Just we were dating at the time.
Were you
in
really?
Real life?
We dated for like 15 seconds. When the show first
didn't even
started.
Make it off the set.
Wait, you guys, did you date before that episode, or did you date like as a result of dating on the show?
I think that's where they got the idea from.
Really?
Because we were all excited and like, we're all employed. And then they're like, yeah, let's be together. And then it was like in the show like a couple of weeks later, and then it kind of didn't work out. And then,
right.
But we still, you know.
Was it weird on set after that?
No, I loved her very much. She's
okay.
She's very cool.
Oh,
that's good.
Well,
yeah.
They better bring that up in the movie.
I know. right. Okay, so you guys are both in the new movie, Carter High.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the movie and the premise of the movie for those who have never heard about Carter High.
It's basically about a high school in Dallas, Texas, who was said to be one of the greatest high school teams to ever touch the field of any high school ever. They had about 21-plus Division I signees signed to the team. And as you know, it's only 11 players on offense, 11 players on defense. So that, I mean, all of them.
Like everybody.
And some more. You know what I mean? Right. Was a part of that program as well. And great guys, young guys. Grew up in like a, I guess you can say the hood, that type of area. But these were really, really good guys, and they were really, really great athletes. They all had Division I scholarships to go play at huge schools, huge universities, etc. And they got a little bit complacent, you know, after the season ended. They got a little complacent and started making some decisions that was really, really reckless, mm-hmm. and not thinking about the long run, the long picture, the scholarships, the degrees, the NFL, and all those things, and more so living for the moment. And they started doing some things that caused them to never, ever, ever play the game again. So, you know, you gotta watch it
like
and
what?
See and check it out. You gotta watch it. You gotta
it's
watch
on the trailer.
You gotta go and Google that trailer and check it out.
Okay, that's okay.
Yeah, you guys check out that trailer, because I watched. I was like, oh, this is good. I can't wait to watch this movie.
Why do you guys think this story is so important to be told right now?
I think it's so important to be told right now because the era that we're in, it's a lot of athletes that's making mistakes in the news. It's a lot of high school, college kids that's in the news making mistakes. And I think this movie shows that no matter who you are or where you come from or what you're doing, no matter what mistake you make, you have to be man enough or woman enough to deal with those consequences.
Right.
And there's consequences for everything that you're doing.
Right, right.
Some are good, some are bad. And this is actually a movie that highlights both. I mean, these guys did some amazing things as well for 17-year-old kids in high school. But then they did some things that weren't so amazing. But the thing that I think that everybody should take away from this movie is that they paid for those mistakes. They did whatever they needed to do, and now these people today are living and doing their things with families and wives and jobs, and some people would have never, you know, would have never imagined them getting back on their feet and doing the things that they have to do. But they're all very strong. I've met several of them, and they're all very, very strong-minded and willing people to make it happen. So these are some cool cats, man. Some cool cats.
Right.
So what's the hardest part of playing someone who is a real person? How do you do them justice in a film like this?
And that's difficult too, because actually the guy that I'm playing is Derek Evans. He was a parade All-American safety for the team. He actually signed a scholarship to go to the University of Tennessee. And originally when I found out that I booked the role, I was super, super excited, and they wanted me to reach out to him. You know, they was like, reach out to him, we'll connect you guys so you can kind of get a feel for who he is as a person, because he's alive. It's not like he's, you know what I mean? Not like he's gone. Like, he, you know, so I wanted to do a great job at that. But he wanted no part to the movie. Like, I reached out to him. He damn near cursed me out. You know what I mean? Like, on Facebook. So I was kind of disappointed, because for me, this is a huge role for me. This, you know, this is one of the biggest roles I've ever played in my career thus far. So my concern was doing a great job, making sure I portrayed him correctly, because a lot of those people are still here today, and they know him, and they remember him. So I wanted to do it the right way, but I just researched. I did my own research. I got on the computer. I started Googling. I started finding videos. I started doing everything that I possibly could to get that, to grasp the concept of who he was as a person.
Right.
And it was really cool. The last day we were filming in Dallas, Texas, the last day he showed up on set, the last day.
Uh-huh.
And we were shooting a locker room football scene. And, it was so cool just to see him come and finally support the film. And what happened was a bunch of his teammates had been coming up on set checking out the film. So they told him, hey, look, I know where you are, but you got to come check this cat out. You got to come check this dude out that's playing you. He's really good. They felt it, and he came up, and he loved it, man. And ever since then, we've talked on the phone at least once or twice a month.
Wow.
He's a really, really cool guy, and I'm excited and blessed to be playing him and portraying him.
Did he ever say why he did it? He wasn't excited about having somebody portray his life?
Because he was cocky as hell, and he was like,
he didn't want anyone to see that.
Right. Well, not that. His exact words to me, I'm going to tell you right now. He was like, man, can't nobody do me. That's what he told me the first time I talked to him on the phone. You know what I mean? And, I was like, okay. Yes, sir. We're going to see.
Right.
And, you know, like I said, ever since I met him on set, man, we've been really, really close, and mm-hmm. we've been really, really cool. And that's cool because it's not often that you get a chance to play a true story and actually build a relationship with the person you're playing in a film. Yeah. Either they're deceased or they just not a part of it or for whatever reasons. But he's been really, really open, and it's been cool. It's been real cool. It's like a relationship.
That's a nice turnaround.
What about you, Reggie? and the coach that you play?
I play the principal.
Oh, the principal. Okay.
It was interesting being on that side of it. Like, I was there after they had gotten in trouble for gambling. Mm-hmm. You know, and I would have been the guy that would have been gambling and gotten in trouble. Right. So I'm like, wow, you know. I'd be like one of those fathers that have to, like, you know, give your son a lecture about behaving in class. When mm-hmm. I have never behaved in class in my entire life.
Right.
But it was a great experience. I really like Texas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
And they came and they got me this part, and I just, you know, I've just really been feeling good to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you meet the principal that you're portraying?
No.
You didn't get to meet? Okay. Is this a real character, by the way, the principal, or is this somebody they just made up for the movie purposes?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Everything's real.
Everything's real.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, very good. All right, let's talk about, since you're a new actor, Andre, you had a lot of veteran actors. You had Reggie, you had Charles S. Dutton, you had Vivica A. Fox, Pooch Hall. What was one thing that you learned from these actors?
I'll never forget it. Charles Dutton, we sat and had a talk after a scene, and he was like, whatever you do with this, whatever happens with this movie, whatever doesn't happen with this movie, remember that if you're going out to Hollywood to do it, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what it's been since I've been out here for a year, and I've only been out here for a year, you know what I mean, but it's definitely a marathon. You know, you think that you're gonna come out here just because you look good and you got a pretty smile and you got a little bit of talent, and you think you're gonna go in here and knock down every single door, every room, every audition you get, you're gonna kill it. And it's not the case. You know, you really gotta hone your craft, you gotta work on your craft, you gotta stay persistent, you gotta grind, you gotta want it better than the next person. Mm-hmm. You gotta do more than the next person is doing if you wanna out surpass them or whatever it is. So that was real, and that has stuck with me to this day. And like I said, you know, it's not a marathon, it's a sprint. And I think that's life in general too.
Oh, you
know,
you can't compare your chapter one to somebody's chapter 30.
Right.
Word up. That's real. I like that.
Oh, good. So Reggie, I want to talk about you back in 2007. You were named People Magazine Sexiest Man Alive.
Can you believe that?
I gotta stop real quick, since we're talking about sexy Pauls. But this dude right here, since we filmed, I don't know what happened, but he's lost about 20 to 30 pounds. you gotta give it up, man. It's only been a year, so congratulations on that.
Get on that journey.
Yeah, man, it was hard.
Like, what happened when you found out you were chosen as one of the sexiest men alive? What did you say?
I thought it was a mistake.
Oh,
I didn't really get it, but it was really, they were doing like a thing about nerds, though. It was like a geeky year that they were doing. It was cool. There was a lot of, you know, we're nice looking nerds up in there. But it happened right before my 20th high school reunion. So
you're back like, hey guys, I'm sexy.
Oh, they all had it when I went up in there. They're like, Reggie! You know, I was like, woohoo!
Yes.
So I was like, right at the right time, too. It was a nice little present that they did for me.
That's good.
Okay. What advice do you have for Andre to get to that sexiest man alive?
Oh, he's got it. He's very sexy.
There's nothing I can teach him.
Right. All right. Well, what roles have you guys not played that you want to play?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, this is my first, you know, big role, and it was really cool because it was a football role, and I was an ex-football player.
Yeah.
But I really want to do some superhero type stuff like that. Okay. I want to hone my craft so much to a point where I can put myself in a position to be on some Marvel or some Capcom or some Hitch type stuff, or mm-hmm. you know, stuff like that. So that's where I really want to go with it.
I can see that. Which superhero in particular?
If I could play any superhero, the Green Lantern.
Ah.
What, the Green Lantern? Yeah, that would be dope.
Yeah. Alexis is a huge
superhero fan. Yes. Yeah. What about you?
I would like to be a father. I know everyone. That's all what they all do. Or we're all doing now. Tracy's on Blackish now, and they're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Black people are really big with the family shows. But I would really like to do that. That was, that was something I really wanted to grow up in. You know, that was the goal.
To play a father.
Yeah, for the TV show.
That's cool.
That can still be the goal. You said was right. The goal.
I know, before you were too young to be somebody's dad. Now you're, you know what I'm saying? Like, William Dent age. We didn't want you as a dad. We liked you as William Dent. Now, I guess. Okay, now you can be a father.
You can.
Everybody's doing it now.
I mean, but everyone was doing it back in the day, too. It never goes out of style.
Yes.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
I can see you as a dad. Look, you know what? Y'all could be father son.
I was just about to say that. You know, we both calm out.
I could be a young uncle, a youthful uncle.
Right. Now, what kind of upcoming projects do you guys have?
Yes.
Man, I'm excited. I did a national Nike commercial that's going to be running in, I think, December. It's like for the winter campaign.
Okay.
With AJ Green and all these top NFL guys. So that was really cool to kind of be back in the atmosphere again. Football. Right, which was cool.
You better take it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've just been doing a ton of print work. Like, I did Wells Fargo, I did Apple, I did Toyota.
Nice.
I did a lot of that. You know, and I also created and produced my own TV show that just got picked up by E1. Mm. And it's called Blindsided. And what it is, it's a hidden camera comedy show where we prank professional athletes. So it's kind of like Punk, but it's all athletes. We're just pranking all athletes. Uh-huh. And Eddie George is the host of the show.
Oh, look at that.
You. So,
bring it all together.
So I'm excited about that. And I really hope that, I know that once somebody see this movie, somebody's going to see it and going to give me another opportunity. But until then, I'm still in classes every Monday. Still doing what I got to do to be prepared and ready for that moment and when that time comes. And I'm auditioning like every day. I audition for Black-ish, ABC Stitchers, everything. But, you know, Tyler Perry stuff. But it just hasn't come yet. But again, it's a marathon and not a sprint, and I'm down for the race.
All right.
Yes.
What about you, Reggie?
I've started writing a little bit. You know, I'm trying to get Arthur and LaToya, the creators of Carter High, to read some of my stuff and maybe help me produce a film or two. That would be really exciting. But I'm always trying to get back in TV. It's my big love, you know. I'm auditioning. I'm running out of here for a meeting right after this.
I know. We got to make sure you get on time to that. We don't want you to be late with this.
Well, they can wait for me, too. But, you know, I'm excited. I'm not nobody.
You're Reggie.
Sexiest man alive.
Right.
Okay, you guys.
What are some of your other hobbies that you guys have? I know, and Reggie, you like cars, right? Do you really have a 1963, what is it, convertible Cadillac?
It was gone.
Oh, my goodness. What'd you do?
I gotta sell that car.
I know. What's your dream car?
Mm. Well, I would like to have a Porsche. I used to, when I was little, I wanted to have a Lamborghini, but now it seems absurd to spend that kind of money on a car.
Right.
With gas prices, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they were like $100,000 back when.
$100,000, that's 100 it.
Great.
Back in the day, back when Carter High came out. Back in the
80s. Carter High was really going on.
Right.
Now they're like $500,000.
Right.
But yeah, I would like to have a Porsche. I like classic cars. You know, it would be nice. Let's get on TV, on TV.
Good.
I'll be shopping again.
Okay. All right. And what about you, Andre? What are some of your hobbies?
I'm a comedy guy, man. I like to hit all the little comedy shows. So you can typically find me at them little joints. And I go in there by myself sometimes and just get in the corner, have me a cup of water, and just chill. I like to laugh, man. I think it's important out here to laugh, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because it's just so much stuff going on and here and there. So I'm a comedy guy, man. I like to check out the comedy show.
That's good.
And you guys do a lot. So how do you guys find a balance to doing all of this?
It just depends.
Do you not have a balance?
It comes down for me to how bad do you want it and what are you trying to do? And you know, you got to cut things out of your life. Sometimes you got to cut people out of your life. And I'll give you a quick little story. I just honestly, I'm going to say it. I'm just going to put it out there for y'all. This is the T right here. I had an audition for ABC Stitchers. Really, really cool show. Perfect role. It was like the dream role. Like, I was like, man, a little cold story. Nothing like big, but, you know, that's important. And I probably had the worst audition I've ever had in my life. You know what I mean? And this was just, was it Tuesday or Wednesday? And I was so disappointed because my manager had reached out and really pulled some strings for me. And I just went in there, I just got nervous, and you know, but it just goes to show, like, you know, like my man said, it's a marathon and it's not a sprint. And coming from that, I was like, you know what, there's a lot of things that I need to cut out of my life, because I really don't feel like I've been out here for a year, and I don't feel like I've been dedicated, but there's just a few little things that I can cut out to make sure I'm putting more time into my craft every single day. Mm-hmm. Every single day. And I wasn't in classes, I was waiting to, once this Carter stuff died down, because I'm traveling, but I just went ahead and got back in classes just to make sure that never happens again, because you don't get that many opportunities, and you got to capitalize, especially when, you know, when you're in a room like ABC, you know, you don't want them to think that you're not prepared, because I am. But, you know, I got to make sure I'm always prepared.
Right.
You can't afford slip-ups like that.
You can't. But you win some, you lose some. Don't worry.
There's going to be a lot of them.
Right. And then, how hard is it for you guys, since you're in Hollywood, how hard is it to date?
Oh, man.
Oh, God. That reaction is far too familiar.
Right. How hard is it?
It's hard. Right, it's hard. He's a lot older than me. He's been here for much longer, so I'm curious to actually hear his take on it, since he's been out here for so long. And
is it a choice for you, Reggie?
Well, yeah. I like dating. I like women. It was just weird the way things changed, you know, because I was nerdy at first, and then no one was really looking, and then, you know, all of a sudden, you know, William, and then everybody was looking, and then it's just you know, you gotta keep your eye out, keep your eyes peeled, and, you know, I like to find women that are, you know, down to earth and stuff.
So, what's the three top qualities for a woman?
Mm-hmm.
Intelligence, honesty. I like maternal women, like nurturing type women.
Okay. Andre?
cook. Work. And God. Those are not in that order.
Okay.
Just those three things are super important. And I like a big old booty.
That was the fourth.
Big old booty.
That goes without saying.
You can throw that in there.
Before we get out of here, where can we find you guys on social media?
All right, give it to the fans.
My Instagram and my Twitter is Andre, AUNDRETHA. GIANT, Andre the Giant. Please show me some love.
All right.
Okay, Reggie.
I am Reggie H 69.
69.
That's the year I was born. Nasty.
Like
Ratchet. We get ratchet. Yeah.
And then, wait, before we go, just one sentence. What piece of advice do you give to people who want to do what you do?
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Avoid cynicism. Stay positive.
Alright,
you are hilarious. Keep in touch with me, guys, at Tesnos on Twitter and Instagram, and be sure to use that hashtag BHL next to let us know what you thought about this amazing interview. These guys are great.
Yes,
go out and see Carter High the movie.
October 30th, it's in Texas. Mm-hmm. Alright, and November the 6th is going to be in Atlanta, New York, and Atlanta, New York, and L.A.
And Nationwide, November 6th.
November 13th,
right?
November 6th, though, L.A.
Let's go. Yes, make sure you guys catch that. And don't forget to go to DraftKings.com. It's the one-week fantasy football game that you don't have to have any commitment to. You don't have to wait for the entire 16 weeks to get your money from fantasy football. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. So hurry to DraftKings.com now. Use the promo code BLACK and play for free with your first deposit in this Sunday's $1 million fantasy football contest, where the first place takes home $100,000. So enter Black for free entry now only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. And of course, I'm Megan Thomas at MegScoop on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Oh, and Periscope. Be sure to hit me up. Follow us. We want to hear what you guys think. Until next week, bye, y'all.
Bye.
Y'all.
Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram me, @KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.